20-year-old Kenan Harris and 22-year-old Stephen Owens were both shot during an argument at a house party near Marquette University. 20-year-old Dominique Hill was shot multiple times in his car in what police suspect was a drug deal gone wrong. And 30-year-old Robert James was shot while making repairs on rental property he owned. Chief Flynn says under current state law, there's no disincentive for young men to carry guns with them to settle drug business or neighborhood disputes. Speaking on the Kathleen Dunn Show this week, Flynn said there should be tighter controls on who gets a concealed carry permit.
The guy in the car with the drugs and the gun is the guy with the permit. The other three guys are felons. People having their drugs guarded by guys with legal permits. Mm-hmm. Guys with legal permits are shooting other criminals. Now, by then, we've got him for a felony. Hooray. Mm-hmm. But we didn't prevent the shooting. So I'd like some help on the law side.
The group Pastors United of Milwaukee agrees there's a need for tougher gun laws. Minister Greg Lewis says there's also a need to break down the wall of distrust that exists between police and people in inner-city neighborhoods. He says that's beginning to happen. 18 local pastors have been trained to respond to shooting incidents.
They have our pastors' numbers, and we can come and minister to the families and minister to the community and those kind of things. So that's part of building up that relationship and having a time when we can at least work together.
Lewis says it's a step in the right direction, but more needs to be done. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.